Well, these really are quite something to look at, aren't they, dragonflies? According to the British Dragonfly Society, the maximum speed of a dragonfly is some 10 to 15 metres per second, and in old money, that's 25 to 30 miles an hour. But it's not the speed that we're interested in today so much as how these insects could help to improve the blades of wind turbines. And Jean-Luc Morissette is from Anglia Ruskin University, where he's studying this. So what's the sort of engineering challenge that you're seeking to surmount then?
So wind turbines don't work particularly well in turbulent conditions. The ones that you will typically see are the ones that look like propellers. The reason why the propeller types don't work particularly well is because they always have to be facing the direction of the wind. So if they're off slightly by, say, 10, 15 degrees, then they stop working. So you have to have costly mechanisms so they can always face the direction of the wind.
I gather that would mean then that you have to spread them out a lot. So obviously they're not very space economic.
Precisely, yes. They have to be spread out quite far from each other so they don't interfere with each other's wakes. We can address this with vertical axis wind turbines, which look like egg beaters.
Really? I'm just picturing that like an egg whisk, a vertically mounted egg whisk spinning round. How does that work then?
With the vertical axis wind turbines, they have omnidirectional operation. Wherever the wind is coming from, they will generate lift. But this also has some inherent problems because on one side, the blades will be facing the wind and on the other, they will be they'll be working against it. You have to have higher winds to start the wind turbine rotating. So this is addressed with the dragonfly design. We see an increase in lift and a decrease in drag, which is what drives the power generation of the turbines.
I was going to ask you, where do the dragonflies come in then? Now, you've handed me a piece of plastic which has got lots of ridges and furrows in it. Tell me what I'm holding here.
This is based on a cross-section of a dragonfly wing. And you can see the corrugations there, that it looks counterintuitive if you look at a typical profiled aerofoil that you would see from a plane wing or a propeller. So that looks like a elongated teardrop turned sideways.
With a very smooth surface. So you're saying if we cut a wing across, it would be like a teardrop shape turned on its side.
Yes.
That shape, but it would be smooth. Because we're all very familiar with the idea of making smooth surfaces for purposes of being aerodynamic and so on. So why do dragonflies have all these ridges in their wings then?
Okay, it's actually similar to what you see on a golf ball. So the dimples in the golf ball create turbulence, which reduces drag, but also increases lift.
It seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? You make turbulence and that makes you have less drag because the air doesn't stick to the surface as well when it's all turbulent around the ball.
Precisely.
And it will be the same over this wing surface.
Yes, it's exactly the same.
And how does that actually translate into better performance then of that blade if it's got these corrugations?
It increases the lift by causing turbulence and reduces the drag because the passing airflow is not directly interacting with the surface of the blade. Now, with typical wind turbines, you can lose up to 20% efficiency because of soiling of the surface. But if the passing wind isn't interacting with the surface directly, then you won't have that problem. So dirty blades will not negatively affect performance.
Have you built a model then? So you know what if you were to take a wind turbine and design the blades out of a material like this one that you've given me as an example, based on a dragonfly wing? Have you done modelling studies to work out how it would perform and under what sorts of wind conditions and therefore how much better it would perform if you were to do this?
Yes, so we've run computational fluid dynamics simulations and they show that we expect around a 26-27% increase in performance.
Straight away? Just by using this shape informed by a dragonfly wing?
Yes. Because as well as reducing drag and increasing the lift of the blade, it also delays stall. So once you reach a certain angle, the flow around the wing breaks off and it stops producing lift.
Is it actually feasible to build with this though? Because for the people at home, it looks like, you know, when we're little and in the classroom, we used to make a fan by folding bits of paper backs and forwards on themselves and you end up with a concertinaed surface. It looks a bit like that, this surface. Could you build something at an industrial scale with that sort of pattern on the blades? Is it feasible?
Yes, absolutely. And it actually should be easier because if you break it down into individual components, they're essentially just a collection of straight lines and they can be created with recycled materials as well. And because the surface doesn't have to be smooth because it's not interacting with the passing airflow, then recycled materials have a good place in the manufacture of these blades.
And you're saying that because these vertically mounted turbines would be more immune to the effects of soiled air, kind of lots of turbulence from adjacent turbines, you could pack a lot more of them into less space. So we would therefore generate, our generating capacity for a patch of land would increase.
Precisely. And they would work a lot better in urban environments as well. Typically, you don't see wind turbines in urban environments because of the quick direction changes of the wind and the turbulence there. But we see no such problem with these designed.
What about noise? Because people who live near wind farms say that they find, under certain circumstances, the noise quite objectionable. It's a sort of low-pitched, throbbing, whooshing noise that is chronic. It's there all the time, and it really does upset some people. Are these likely to be more or less noisy?
Well, it's interesting that you mention that, actually, because research shows that they are less noisy because the surface is interacting less with the air itself. So there's less of a pressure change. So we see a reduction in noise as well.
It's amazing to think that dragonflies, which have been around for millions of years, are now teaching us how to generate electricity better in the 21st century, isn't it? Thank you very much. That's Jean-Luc Morissette. He's from Anglia Ruskin University. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.